Computer code can be so beautiful, so absorbing, that some people dream of a day when humans might actually become code and live eternally inside our computers.
Hi, I'm Stephen Wolfram. I work on things to do with computation, both from a basic science point of view and in terms of building large technological systems. And I guess I'm interested in the distant future of our civilization, and I've kind of been thinking about what might that distant future look like. The thing that we're seeing right now is more and more ability to automate things that we as humans do using computers. In the past, we used machines to automate kind of manual labor. We're increasingly successful at using computers to automate intellectual processes. And as we make more and more advances in AI, and that's something that's speeding up a lot right now, and I've been very involved in it and I'm excited about it, we're seeing that a lot of these kind of intellectual processes can be, in a sense, outsourced to computers. And I suppose one of the questions is, when we can do that successfully, what's the future of our role? And I think the big discontinuity in human history will be when humans achieve effective immortality, which I have no doubt will happen. And there's sort of two paths by which that might happen. One is we kind of figure out how to debug biology to the point where we can keep that running forever. And the other is forget the biology, let's just go fully digital and live in a kind of virtualized digital existence where sort of the essence of our humanity is preserved in some kind of digital form. I think probably both of these paths will happen to some extent, but it's one of the questions that one might ask is, in that place where everything is sort of virtualized and there are all these disembodied human souls, in a sense, what will those disembodied human souls choose to do? There's sort of a question about what that looks like, and is it going to be boring? Is it going to be the case that we get to this point, we've built up our civilization, our technology, we've achieved so much, and then at the end there's just this box of a trillion souls, so to speak, sitting somewhere with lots of elaborate digital processes going on inside, but it doesn't really mean much at all. You might say, well, everybody will just play video games all day. And in a sense, what will happen is that they won't just play video games in our universe, because there's no reason why the laws of a virtualized video game should be the laws of our particular universe. And people will end up in this kind of strange situation where they're exploring the universe of all possible universes. Can one predict what's the end point of that kind of process of, in a sense, evolution? I don't know the answer, but I'm curious about it. I would like to believe that the answer is that there's a really, really interesting answer, but I don't see it yet.
Stephen Wolfram is a computational mastermind. You'll find more dangerous ideas on our website at ttbook.org.